of nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Opener for a Cosmic Overdrive episode number 126 on January the 30th, 2012. And it is cold outside. It's not really cold here. The heater is on. The studio is on, which actually generates more heat than the heater. And what a great opener we had tonight. You thought the Ultimate Warlord was crazy, but hey, this beats it in every possible way. Warning and Why Can't the Bodies Fly? Fantastic title. I bought this at the record fair, not the one in Amsterdam, but the one earlier in Utrecht. And we never got a chance to play it on the air when we did the record fair special. So here it is. And actually at this the fair just now in Amsterdam, I found their second album. And they actually have two albums too. And I'll play you a track from that later. It is really, really great stuff. The only thing I can think of is Rammstein meets Dan Harrow. It is such a fantastic mix of grunting vocals, bad metal guitars and Italo disco, including the really cool background vocals from the girls. It's a winner. It's a winner. I know at least one other guy who will appreciate this, and that's or guys actually, and that's the Magic Waves crew, who are of course also into this great mix of Italo and metal. And anyway, more coming up later. And for now, something a little different, brand new out on vinyl. Actually, not even out on vinyl yet. It's coming out in about 2 weeks on a brand new Dutch record label called Seiya Records. This is Seiya Records 001. And the album, the test pressings just came in today. So it is not possible to have it fresher. Here are the Soho Preachers. whatever superlatives, hello, you can think of, they don't do justice to this track. What a fantastic track. Ryuichi Sakamoto and The End of Europe from 1981, from the B2 Unit album, another wonderful find from the record fair, this time the record fair in Amsterdam. And I have to thank one of my fellow diggers for this one, because I was already ready to leave with my jacket on, standing by the exit, when one of them came to ask me if I had this record already. And I have to say, I completely missed it. It was in one of the bins below one of the stands, and usually I check those, but I missed this one. So I have to say thank you, because this was a record that that I used to have when I was young. And well, throughout the years, as these things go, it disappeared. I don't know if I lost it, or if somebody stole it, or if somebody never gave it back, or whatever. But I was really happy to find my copy again of this record. And I think I'll never lend it to anybody else again, because it's Sakamoto's masterpiece, as far as I'm concerned. A really, really good record. And I'm going to move on to another one that the same thing happened with. I used to have this one gone. I had most of the early records by this band, and well, I don't know. I have one 7-inch left, I think, and that's it. So I'm slowly trying to find them back again, and it's working. It's not something you see every day in the reduced prices bin, but you come across them. This is the first album of Susie and the Banshees. That's the band I am talking about. Started off great, and then it slowly went downhill from there. Anyway, the first album is the best one, The Scream, and the track I'm going to play for you is Carcass.
Oh,
Quicker than I thought. This was another great combination. If it's not Italo disco and metal, then metal with futurist lyrics is also one of my favorites. And this was one of them. This was a gamble that I bought on the record fair because, the sleeve looked interesting. The band is called Atomic Shelter. The album is called Space Generation. This was the title track. This is a former Yugoslavian band, 1982. I never heard of them, but big enough that the album was recorded in Los Angeles and in London. So apparently they could go abroad. And it's also, the lyrics are in English, and it's decent. It's decent for its time. Not exactly what I thought it would be, but I didn't have a record player with me. But it was cheap. And for this one track is worth the record alone. I don't know what to call it, space rock collection. Let's move on to something a little more electronic. This is Bill Nelson.
Same.
stuff. It sounds like a Durruti column outtake. I just realized while I was hearing this track on full volume, but it isn't. It's actually several years before, when Vinnie Riley was probably still in high school. It's a track from the album by Jan Akkerman and Cas Lux called Eli. And the pressing I have here is an American pressing from 77. The original was released in 76. So that's several years before the first Durruti Column records, but it sounds remarkably the same. Nice, clean rhythm box and some atmospheric guitar playing over it, all instrumental. Really nice. The rest of the album is more bluesy, but there are one or two. I think there is another track like this. Rhythm box and Jan Akkerman, still one of the best guitar players in the world, but in those days, on top of his form, playing over it, and hey, that's always always nice. Let's move on to something a few years later, 83. Actually, it's more freaking with rhythm boxes, only this time from somebody else. And that somebody else is Richard H. Kirk. We're going to play a track from his album Time High Fiction, the double album, and the track is called Force of Habit.
Thank you. Tage hast, seh ich den, ich such einen anderen Menschen. Treff ich eine Stirn, einen Wimpernschlag, treff ich einen Blick, der nach meinem Blick schreit. Hält mich nicht zurück, ein Gesicht von Tod, das Kleid der Eitelkeit, der Schild aus Spott und Hohn. Halt ich meinen Mut gegen fremde Angst, such ich den, ich seh einen anderen Menschen. Fahr ich zu ihm ein, wie in einem Berg, meine Sehnsucht trägt mich in seine Tiefe. Tausend Jahre fahre ich ein in alle Menschenzeit, die in uns ruht, die uns erregt, die uns bewegt. Menschenzeit, Menschenzeit im Traum. Kleid, bizarr und starr, was lebend war. Menschenzeit in Lust und Leid, Verzicht und Gier, was blieb, sind wir. Menschenzeit schwingt in fort, weit und breit, die höchste Zeit.
Too bad, but we have to fade this out because it continues for several more minutes and well, we don't have the time, and I do want to play you that other warning track. This was a band called Sternmeisen, or before they were known as Sternkombomeisen. They still exist, one of the oldest bands in Germany, started in 1964 in East Germany. They're an East German band, and this record Reise zum Mittelpunkt des Menschen also, of course, came out on the East German Amiga label. Anyway, great record, nice, sounded a bit like Triumvirat to me, also a German kraut, synthesizer, progressive rock, whatever. Anyway, we're gonna quickly play some last material from Warning. This is from their second album, Electric Eyes, 1983. Funny, it's only 3 years between these tracks, but the difference is amazing. This track is called Soldier of the Light. It'll run until the end of the show. And I'll be back next week with Cosmic Overdrive 127. Good night.
Prime.